Thank you, Madam Chair. Now, you've challenged me to be brief, but I'm afraid that would be very difficult given the subject that is covered by this agenda item. But on behalf of the Philippines, I wish to reiterate our appreciation for your stewardship of our discussions today. And I also wish to express our profound commendation for the Implementation Support Unit for its invaluable work. We associate ourselves with the statement delivered on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement. In our national capacity, we wish to take this opportunity to register our views on the subject of this important agenda item. In his 2018 document entitled Securing Our Future, an Agenda for Disarmament, the Secretary General of the United Nations called for a rethinking of our work on disarmament, nonproliferation, and arms control, and to contextualize it within the ambit of our overarching sustainable development goals. International peace and security, and also sustainable development, benefit from the full and effective implementation of the BWC. Yet, as the Secretary General observed in the same document, the BWC has the least developed institutional capacity among the conventions dealing with weapons of mass destruction. This is the context that underpins our discussion today. Having explored the means to address the BWC's underdeveloped institutional capacities during this intersessional process, we already understand that fully strengthening this convention requires bold and comprehensive action. States parties have long stressed what needs to be done, but it bears repeating here. Multilateral negotiations for a legally binding protocol that deals with all articles of the convention in a balanced and comprehensive manner, including through verification measures, must resume. The absence of such a comprehensive protocol has created a gap in the provision of prompt and effective assistance under Article 7, which is a legal obligation of all states' parties. Further, the lack of a verification regime continues to pose a challenge to the credible implementation of the BWC. We welcome fresh ideas on enhancing this convention. We note with interest the working paper submitted by the Distinguished Delegation of Kazakhstan that provides further details to the proposal of His Excellency President Kasym Jomart Tokayev to establish an international agency for biological safety. We appreciate the bold vision behind this proposal and believe that this merits our thoughtful consideration. As we will remain engaged in discussions to reach consensus on the legally binding protocol and other comprehensive measures, so will we also contribute to discussions to facilitate the effective steps to strengthen the convention and its functioning, including along the lines of what we have already discussed during this ISP as follows. First, enhancing the implementation of Article 10, including through the strengthening of existing measures, development of new measures to institutionalize a more programmatic approach for implementation, concrete and scalable initiatives that could become organic institutional features of the BWC, and broad proposals to synergize partnerships and collaboration between and among stakeholders. Second, operationalizing Article 7, including through the establishment of a database to facilitate assistance and development of a detailed procedure and mechanism for a timely, effective, and adequate response. Third, the creation of an expert-driven science and technology review mechanism that takes into account the need to balance inclusivity with manageability. Madam Chair, the upcoming review conference provides an opportunity to further crystallize and to decide on these proposals, which we believe have reached a measure of maturity. It also provides an opportunity to deliberate on fresh approaches to support the BWC's institutional framework. It is in this context that we welcome the thoughtful working papers that have been submitted under this MX, which merit thorough consideration. We note with interest the proposal of the United Kingdom to bestow upon the annual meeting of states parties the mandate to undertake decisions on specific actions in the exigencies of the convention's operations. As we have stated earlier, we are encouraged by the working paper submitted by Panama on enhancing gender equality and women's empowerment as an integral part of the institutional strengthening of the convention. Enhancing gender parity is important not only in the composition of delegations to BWC meetings, but also in leadership positions. Enhancing gender equality and the full and meaningful participation of women is a timely idea and deserves the overwhelming support it received this morning. In closing, We wish to encourage this meeting to step back and integrate our collective reflections across all the MXs in this ISP. Our stocktaking and our aspirations for the BWC must step up to the dynamic global responses across the multilateral sphere to rapidly evolving developments. In our discussions throughout this week, for example, we have glimpsed upon the agility of organizations like the Convention on Biodiversity, the World Health Organization, the World Organization for Animal Health, the Food and Agriculture Organization, among others. Indeed, we need not look beyond our disarmament universe. The OPCW and the IAEA have been working hard to strengthen the implementation of the other disarmament conventions. The BWC cannot afford to be left behind. I thank you, Madam Chair.